Are we recording? Okay, great. What's up, you guys? It's me, Empower, your host with the most and the roast, whatever. And today you are listening to the drama, the lies, and Manny's thong. Today we have special guest Sabrina. Say hello.
What's up, you guys?
And Esther.
Yes.
And we are here at Urban Vibes watching, as you all know, Degrassi. If this is your first time listening to this is a show where we watch Degrassi, and this is a special episode where I have people. They have not watched Degrassi in forever. They are not obsessed like me. And we are going to be watching Degrassi, The Next Generation, but it's not really The Next Generation, as we all know. Season 10, episode 3 and 4. This episode's going to be juicy, and we're going to be in here to do the best. Before we start, make sure this doesn't go away. Before we start, I have to do a segment, which is called Who I Love and Who I Hate. Season 10, we go through a journey of a lot of stuff. We have crazy, crazy knife stabs. We have the boiler room. We have people giving blowjobs in the boiler room. We have people threatening to kill themselves. Abusive relationships. But I'll say the person that I love the most would be someone named Eli. Great, great addition to the story. As well as the person I hate the most on this, who would that be?
You don't got no hate.
I do. Maybe I'll think about it later. I should have thought about this before, but we don't edit, so it's okay. We'll get worried about it later. But this episode that we're watching is season 10, episode 3. Break Away. By the way, every episode is named after a popular song. So this is Kelly Clarkson. Let's Break Away.
Okay.
So let's get it started. I hope you guys are ready. It just did what it did again. What did I hate?
Part one.
What did I hate? I'm just gonna scroll for a second and see what I hated. Oh. Owen.
Hold on, I'm my water.
Owen is definitely, he's like a misogynistic, homophobic man. He sucks. but at the same time, I love him at the same time because,
what's his name again?
Owen.
Owen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, we're just waiting for Sabrina to come back.
Sorry.
Hayes is also here, but he's also in the corner. He's not a guest today, but he's just here.
In the cut.
In the cut. So, let's get this started and pop him. Like I said, if you don't know, they can ask questions at any time because that's what they can do. Okay, this is how the podcast rolls. If you're looking for someone who's going to watch and pause, that's not this. It is going to be running in the background and we are going to be talking over it. So you better get used to it if you're going to listen to this podcast. Okay? We're still waiting for Sabrina if you didn't know.
No, you're not waiting for Sabrina.
Esther, I'm Sabrina.
Yeah,
I'm her.
We're waiting on Esther. Is that a tattoo?
She could have.
Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, I have a tattoo. I have a to-do list on my hand.
That's so cool.
Dang.
Gosh, she's a whole to-do list.
Get a lot of shit done with this.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to make sure it doesn't go away.
Yeah. She's so good. I think, I'm sure she'll be here. I'm sure.
Are you sure? Okay. You guys heard. Ready? In 3, 2, 1, go ahead and press play. So, anytime, remember, you can ask any question you like. My phone fell. So, if you're watching, Fiona is on top of the roof. You don't know who these people are, but that's Fiona who's on the roof. No technical difficulties again. This is horrible. Yeah, I don't think my phone is working. I'm gonna play with the remote. We'll be right back, guys. Hold on. Alright, so Fiona's on the roof. Okay, Fiona and Declan, they went to Degrassi, but they had to leave because their parents decided they were gonna move back to New York. They're the rich kids. And Degrassi's a community school, so they were too rich, so they took them out. And this girl, her name is Tinsley. She is, like, supposed to be the hoe, basically. She steals the boyfriend, but she's not important enough to them to have a good character, I mean, storyline around her. Okay. Yes, it's exactly what he said. And she just told him that her sister's on the roof. I can't hear.
I told you
he was fired.
He
hurt me.
Yes.
Downstairs.
He pushed her down the stairs.
Exactly? Sure. No. Her boyfriend, his name is Bobby.
You're right.
I'm eating a Rice Krispie, by the way. It's so good. Everyone's probably looking at her like, this crazy ass bitch, why the fuck are you gonna move? Whatever it says. By the way, this is the worst version of the show's theme song, in my opinion.
Is this actually
okay, good? So I think I used to watch this, like, right here. Because I remember all these people.
Okay, good, Holly J.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh.
Doesn't know it.
Yeah. That's me and my sister's favorite part, the claps. We laugh every time. And this is the first season that they introduce a transgender character.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it coming up?
Not in this episode. But if you do choose to watch this, I think you a good place to start if you ever just wanted to just be like, what is Degrassi? I would start right here. Season 10. Season 1 is not the best. The show doesn't get really good until season 3, in my opinion. And then, like, it has a dip in season 7, and then season 8, and then season 9. And then they were about to get canceled, and then they got picked up by Teen Nick.
Right.
Season 10. So that's why I would say, like, season 10 would be a good place to start. So, as we can see, she has this boyfriend. And he hit her. She had a bruise, but she's enhancing it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. He really did push her down the stairs, though.
Oh, I remember when the cameras used to do that too.
Yeah. We've come a long way. So, her doing this is not good at all.
If you do this to my sister, your sister is a backup. He's all over Twitter. Hey, why did I believe you, huh?
His acting is, like, a lot.
Is it good?
You think so?
His acting? I don't know. He's like, did you see this with your sister? I'm just like...
He always comes off like that?
What?
Oh, yeah, by the way. She kissed him at a party in the summer.
Her twin brother?
Mm-hmm. Because she was jealous of his girlfriend, and she was like, you want to see inappropriate? She kissed him.
What the fuck?
Where's your black eye? Look. Some lines in the picture? There's hardly a bruise.
So I enhanced it a bit. Magic of Hollywood.
You just trashed your guy's reputation, Fiona.
I just showed everyone who's a real Bobby Beckham.
I wouldn't say that, Fiona.
Who told you
going
to turn in the nightmares for before you went? Take the pictures down.
Purr. Because she shouldn't have did that. She should have just posted the regular picture.
It wasn't
bad. Yeah, like if that's what she wanted to do.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
It's a very
So this is Claire, and that's Allie. She's our reincarnated Manny Santos.
Okay, wow. Where have you been hiding out? Big blue eyes. Right? Now everyone's gonna get to see them all the time. Well,
but and she used to have glasses.
They're young. The little boy. I watched them like older.
I'm so jealous of that. Well, I'm gonna be part of the study. They haven't changed in 2 years. They can make exceptions.
That's amazing.
It's gonna be a whole new Claire. My parents think they'll help with my confidence. Like, I need them help.
So she, the girl in the back, stole her boyfriend the year before when they were in grade 9.
Who, the one with the hair? No, like,
who's boyfriend? The Claire, the white one. Yeah. She stole her boyfriend. It was crazy. She came into the school and was like, my last school, I was known to be a boyfriend stealer. But I'm not gonna do that to you guys. She literally stole her boyfriend.
You know what, baby?
Some dork's computer and I had it up on some block. I thought I'd go in. I didn't
know. So, to catch you up on this.
Oh my god.
He's Indian.
I love him.
Yes, he's Indian. And his parents are like, no dating. But he likes white girls, you know? So they had this on and off again thing, and then they broke up at prom after they had sex because his arranged wife showed up and he had to take her to prom. Yeah.
And did you see him now?
Yes, he's
very good.
Very good. His name is like Ramon Black or something like that. Yeah.
So sick of her lies.
She seemed pretty unhinged on Skype yesterday. And those pictures.
That proves she's a great makeup artist.
I know she does crazy stuff.
A lot.
Like, maybe this is a cry for help.
And it is. To let you know, Fiona is gay. And she. Yes, she does these things because she's like, she doesn't know yet, but like, she's doing these things because she's trying to run from who she is, in a sense.
So she knows she's gay, she's just trying to run from it.
I think the writers kind of wanted to have like a situation where it's like, you're watching this train wreck happen and you don't know why until like. Until everything makes sense. So in this storyline right here,
tell your parents first, then mine.
Holly J, the girl who was on the phone, asked her to pretend to be pregnant because she thought that it would make him not want to run for president anymore because she's trying to be president. But instead, it just caused them to get closer because he's like, "Oh, you're pregnant." Yeah. Shit, okay, let's get back together. Duh, 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 duh.
It's a lie. The whole pregnancy is a lie.
Really?
How could you? It was Holly J's idea.
Yeah.
It was supposed to stop me from running.
Why would you go lie to something like that?
Because you dumped me after prom, and I spent all summer crying over it.
So
after they had sex, and after prom.
I wanted to come clean. But I was worried that you would hate me. And I really don't want you to hate me.
I would hate you.
Not again.
Because I'd be like, bitch, you just fucking lied to me about being pregnant, ho?
For real.
You're a good guy and a great leader.
Or at least not even, like, hate, but I just feel like I'd be like, I could never really trust you again to know that you would do
such
a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm supposed to win
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he was, like, about to tell his whole Indian parents that he got a white girl pregnant. And, like, that's crazy.
That's fine.
They probably would have been like, okay, so she's going to get an abortion.
Right.
And then you're never gonna speak to her again.
I'm sorry about
that. Oh shit!
Oh,
stairs.
Grab me. Pull me down. He threw her down the stairs. Mm-hmm. He said, "Come here." Boom.
That was more than the black guy.
Mm-hmm. She like tumbled down that. You see those stairs?
Right.
She was at the top, but she tumbled.
So I guess she did need that attention.
Right. Yeah. Like, shit is like.
Sister Cassie.
Yeah.
She needs someone to listen to me.
It's okay, Fifi. It's just doing.
Do you like her?
She becomes like when she's first introduced, she sucks.
Yeah.
But then like she's one of those characters that they wrote very well, like very well, to the point where it's like you can't not like her.
True.
Yeah. But like
even though she's doing all this wrong,
yeah,
like,
you're like Fiona. You're better than this. Get it together!
Yeah.
Her brother right here is a lot of people hate his character. When I love his character, it's just the writers fucked up. him up. Because, like, in a season later, they write this storyline of him and Holly J having sex. And she's like, Declan, I don't really want to have sex. And he's, like, ignoring it. And he's like, this is so perfect. Us back together again. And then they have sex. And then, they write him like that when he's never been that way. He's never been that way. She was talking about how she's getting procedures done. This bitch is like, this 15-year-old girl is getting a boob job.
Is she making it up or is it
she true? Believes it.
Oh, okay.
Because she overheard the conversation.
Oh, she was being nosy.
And then, like, it's like, first of all, I guess as kids, you would believe, like, that's the juiciest gossip that you would have.
That's true, yeah.
But I'm like, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to tell everyone. That's your ex-girlfriend. You're running around telling people that.
You have to that's crazy. The truth. That's where the sympathy vote. Can you believe it? Benedict Arnold, you switched sides. If you don't help me, I will. And then
what's she
tell everyone it was your idea. Sadly, nothing
she's
about
the one who came up with the idea that she would be pregnant.
You'll be in trouble.
Or, but you see her hair? Yeah. Like, that's a layering. That's cute as shit.
They did a good job with the layering.
Yeah.
Okay, I see
this. Okay. What's that? Oh,
I'm
trying to decide whether these girls are hot or not.
You do realize those images make girls feel insecure with the bodies they were given, so they go out and spend money.
Yeah,
you're going to talk. And what is that supposed to mean? You're getting a surgery to change your looks, aren't you, Claire Bear?
Okay.
Oh. Probably lose the other concept.
God.
Yeah, you can have your son too. Sorry, Claire. I'm happy with what God gave me.
She's like, you fucking bitch. Honestly, I would have hit her over the face with a tennis racket. The person I am today. Like, back then in school, I would have probably just been like, she's like, I'm not getting surgery to change my looks. Like,
wait, so she came back?
It's like a... I would still call this a manic episode. For her to just get up. Like, she literally just grabbed her suitcase and left.
So
like,
just,
like,
and she's staying here. Oh, shit.
It wasn't hard. Are you happy to see me? Yeah, of course. It's surprising. Where are you staying?
Hotel room, downtown, Thomas Camp.
And she's cool with that?
Let's just say I don't want to get my way.
What do you mean by not talking?
I'm good on that. It's basically running away and telling your mom you're coming.
Why are you running away, Fiona?
Okay, I'll hold that point. So you are running away from something. That one told me he was waiting for the word to tear Bobby's head off.
This time that's a bit more interesting. Like, why are you busted in your head?
She's running for president.
And even on the losing bid for student council president.
Losing? How? You're clearly the best.
Right. And the student body went all morons, they
my hair looks nice, too.
Some loan scholarships.
I haven't seen any bad hair just yet, but I'm looking.
She got a really bad
come on,
oh, yeah. I didn't even notice until you said it. That's crazy.
It would be the perfect distraction.
She had her two hair in a ponytail. I feel like that's more of like a funky now. Like, I could show you some ugly hair on this show. Like, you would look at it and your mouth would go agape. Look at that outfit. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Huh? Better. Thanks, fake baby Bandari. We're up in the polls.
It's fake.
You bet it's so weird.
But her outfit is like not school appropriate. I don't know if you saw it. Like, it was like
yeah,
that.
But she's never like.
I fuck with her because of
that thing was like a tutu, but it was cute. I'd wear it.
Hell yeah.
I want to win the election because I deserve it.
This is where you guys lie. How should be there?
Every politician lies. Like, you can just get into office and then you can tell them that you're not pregnant.
Not for real. She's making herself look crazy.
Certainly, you don't need to do it. It's really none of your business.
Yeah.
You're so young. Maybe don't think about it at all. Just give it to yours. They're not going to change it over dinner. Or just an option. Claire, please listen. You don't need to alter your body just to get attention.
Get attention?
You don't lost your chance to tell me what to do with my body when you stole my boyfriend.
I period.
And I hope all the guys love it.
Wait.
Get into
I'm confused. What's she getting done again?
Her eyes. But she right. thinks that's she's getting her boobs done.
So she's feeding into this shit?
But Claire
don't mention boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, she never directly
said it. Right? Yeah.
So why does she think her eyes want to make guys like her more? Oh, glasses.
Yeah.
Oh,
glasses. But really, she can just get cute glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Eyeballs on her. Like,
I guess it was a different thing back in the day, like, four eyes.
Yeah. This is like
kind of making me feel ugly.
2011, maybe?
Yeah. But now it's cute. Like, people wear fake glasses all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
Call them blue light.
I tend to provide, like, all the time.
Academic. Repair the alarm. A St. Clair Student Council will offer
a battle of the bands, huge pep rallies, a senior sleepover.
You'd be connected to people currently doing your dream job to ask for
a channel on YouTube.
I've done this before. I know it. Yeah. I'm sorry, but.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, I've experienced balancing a lot of things. Just this week, I balanced schoolwork with my campaign.
Say it.
Midwife appointments.
Period.
My campaign never missed a beat, so yeah, I think I can handle being president.
Period.
Oh, sad. Vote
Sav. Vote Sav. Peace. I would vote for him. If I was in school, I wish I had this type of experience, because I definitely would have been the one like, hey, Sav, do you need help putting up posters? And you'd be like,
yeah. Why didn't I just take my own pregnancy? I appreciate the support, but maybe it's time to talk about why you're really aggressive.
I told you, I just...
We should also talk about the fact that why are you allowed in the school when you are not a student? Like, let's think about that.
This is...
Okay, Mama Coin, with the pompadour.
Are they actually family? They look just alike.
This good casting, right?
Yeah.
We have to talk.
Dun, dun, dun.
As society becomes more connected, I'm sure we all take it for granted. Media is everywhere.
So this is Miss O.
Oh, they have some yoga balls. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. At the beginning of the school year, when the principal, he became the principal, he decided that he was gonna change because it improves posture and stuff. But Miss O doesn't even let them bounce. She's like, whenever they bounce, she's like, no bouncing.
How could
like,
you not?
Yeah,
you're
wrong.
On a yoga ball.
Now this. Oh, Sam, you won!
Canada turn out her friend for a man.
Mm-hmm. But if you watch like the show from like season 7, which you won't, but they're not really friends. Like when they got introduced into the show, Holly J was like Anya would be reading, and then like she'd be like, Anya, don't let your dyslexia hold us all up. And they're like, damn bitch, we in the middle of class. Don't say that shit. This is a cute outfit though. Very presidential.
Okay.
So they win though. Yeah. She's like, I didn't vote for you. It's like they have like an on again, off again type of friendship where it's like, yeah, basically. They've been friends since they were kids, but like type of thing.
Like they're always competing.
Mm-hmm. And Anya keeps losing.
And no amount of therapy
can
change that. Therapy is first time.
I'd be like, you've never been the normal daughter, girl. So, what's changing now?
A sensitive, passionate, sometimes misunderstood young woman with
blue hairs on her eyes and heels with the blunt coming into rotation.
That's for Mark. Fortunately,
those pearls.
I'm saying.
Like, that's a lot.
Like, all those pearls make her seem more fancy and rich, literally.
I don't know. If I saw a visual of them pearls, I'd be like, where'd you get that from? The craft store? Like, I don't know. Like, one.
No way you're going to have, one set of real pearls.
Yeah. If I got pearls, I'd get, like, something
fancy.
Dainty. Yes. Almost like a choker, but not really, you know?
Really classy.
Really classy.
Lawyer
Boyle
has charges.
Period.
Here you go.
I don't like that. Oh, you don't smoke? Okay, here you go. It's for you and Hayes.
Hayes, come up and see.
All right, that's the end of episode
one. Yeah, it was short. Are they shorter episodes?
It's only 20 something episodes.
Yeah, check on your phone, right?
So just pause it.
Thoughts so far, ladies?
I hope Sis gets her life situated.
Okay.
My thoughts. Damn. I think it's a lot going on.
Yes. Well, guys.
We came in an episode that's pretty
intense.
Right in the middle of everything.
Going on.
Well, it's the beginning of the season, but like.
Right. But
the first two episodes were basically just showing you how Bobby was. Like, he was just like. Like, he did this thing in, like, the first episode where, like, she sketches, and he was like, I scheduled you an appointment with the dean so you could show him your sketches for the new school uniforms. So when he came back to the house and he was trying to kiss her, she was like, no, I have to work. And he's like, after all I did for you, you know, you're going to give me
the principal?
Oh, wow.
No, he was saying... The boyfriend, Bobby, the one who hit her, yeah.
I don't know why.
He was like, after all I did for you, you're going to sit here and not kiss me? And then, like, he was on top of her trying to kiss her. And she was like, get off me. She slapped him. And then he looked her dead in her eyes and said, bop! And smacked her down on the face.
Oh,
it was crazy. She was like, get out. Get out.
No.
Yeah, so it was crazy. But we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring it over to Adroll and Power for today's sponsored ad. Take it away, Adroll and Power. Hey, is your skin ashy? Do you have dry skin that you just can't seem to just get it moisturized? Well, have no fear. Soaps by Jaw is here. From soaps to scrubs to body butter to packages to liquid soap to you name it, they've got it. You might as well go ahead and take your butt down and follow them on Instagram, Soaps by JAH. Click the link in their bio and get you some soap, some body butter, whatever. I would like to recommend the eucalyptus body butter. I use it on my feet because I have really bad, bad, bad dry feet. And I put it on there and it's smooth as a baby's bottom, babes. The soap can be used for your face. They even have, like, little things that you can use to scrub your face. A scrubber! It's literally what you need for your life. So, also, it's black owned and it's woman owned. Why would you not want to support? In Black History Month? You don't. You're racist. But it's okay. Use my code for 15% off. M as in Mary, B as in boy, A as in apple, 21 for 15% off, like I just said. So take your butt down. Soaps by Jaw on Instagram, Twitter. Click the link in the bio, which I think is Soaps by Jaw. Soaps by Jaw. SOAPSBYJAH.US with code M as in Mary, B as in boy, A as in apple, 21 for 15% off. Go ahead and support and get that feet, that skin, and that face moisturized. All right, now let's go ahead and get Degrassi
Empower back up.
Thank you, Ad Roll Empower. And then we're back. Welcome back to Degrassi. No, it's not Degrassi anymore. The Drama, the Lies, and Manny Song. We just finished season 10, episode 3, Breakaway, where we watched Fiona deal with being beat and the B plot, which was girls gossiping about each other about getting boob jobs.
Yeah.
And the boy pretending that he got a girl pregnant so he can win the pregnancy. So a lot is going on. I'll definitely say that watching this episode again, I haven't watched this episode in like a year, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've watched it, but it definitely seems pretty familiar.
Okay. I just feel like this is hilarious writing. The Grassy writers are having like a very serious A plot, and then you have two B plots about just kids like dealing with normal, regular day gossip and then presidency, but they turn it into, I don't know, I've never heard of someone saying that they got pregnant in order to win a presidency. So
well, either way, that's a step in itself in going through life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dope that they're kind of like showing different like timelines with people and their journeys.
Okay.
Because that was like in high school.
Mm. Yes.
And but then that's also kind of interesting how they like try and use that to win the presidency. Like that's gonna make that's like a good thing.
Yeah.
I would think it might not be a good thing.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That's cool how they made it work in that situation.
Mm-hmm. I would give this episode a good 2 thumbs up for making me feel good about myself. Because some of the episodes I give a big 2 thumbs down. So, what about you?
Yeah, I'd give it maybe 1 thumb up.
1 thumb up. Okay, we've got 3
maybe
thumbs.
I personally need more context.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. at the same time, interesting. Very interesting.
Alright. Now let's get into worst hair and best hair.
Ooh.
Okay. I think solid contenders, my favorites were Holly J's with the layers.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed Allie, the Indian girl with the cute tutu.
Right.
I enjoyed the bangs. I enjoyed them.
Bangs are nice.
Yes. What about you? What did you enjoy?
I would say I liked probably Holly J, I also kind of like that strawberry color. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, what's the brother's name?
Declan?
Declan?
The one who's Fiona's? The
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
You liked his hair?
Yeah, he has cool hair because there's like highlights in it or something. There's definitely different colors in there.
Okay.
I don't know. It just has depth.
Okay, I like that. So we have 2 Holly J's, 1 Declan, and 1 Allie. So
wait, that one's for the good hair. Mm-hmm. I didn't say which one I didn't like.
Well, right? We gotta give it to the best one first. We gotta announce the winner.
Okay.
So we're gonna the winner is Holly J because we got 2 Holly J's and 2 other ones. So what about worst hair? What do you think?
Okay, so in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Claire had a scene in gym that really just didn't do it for her.
Didn't do it for you?
No. No, not for me. For her.
Oh, for her. Okay.
I felt like it made her look a little more like just
childlike.
Childlike, yeah.
Mary, well, in that scene right there is kind of interesting because if they did that on purpose,
maybe,
it would be
right?
interesting because like Jenna, the other girl,
I'm talking about getting a surgery.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
If they did that. I would say my favorite hair, least favorite hair was the Indian boys. It just seemed like he didn't put a comb to it. It just looked like he just went. No effort. So.
Stay-at-home dad.
Very stay-at-home dad. So, I'll give it to both of them. So, they both deserve to be on the throne of worst hair. And they can just fight to the death. You know what I'm saying? So, with that all being said, we're going to get into our last segment of the night. Which is gonna get a little smooth down, and we're gonna talk about our feelings. And if you can give yourself one word to describe how you're feeling right now, what would that be?
After this episode.
Well, it doesn't have to be after this episode, but it can just be like,
childlike.
Okay. Okay.
You can say that.
Childlike.
It probably brought me back to feeling like watching this show again.
Like and Saturday cartoons type of vibe.
Well, for me, it was more of like after school. Like I used to be home by myself a lot after school. So like then my parents were gonna get home at like 5. And it was probably on at, like, 4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was that last thing I got to watch before I had to quickly change it.
Okay.
And they got home, so.
That's a nice memory to connect Degrassi to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. I always liked Degrassi because it was always that show that I wanted to watch. Like.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that one because mine was, like, Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't supposed to be watching it, and I would watch it when no one was home. But
yeah, that was definitely a phase too.
My feeling word that I would describe to my feeling is today I've been really inspired. I've been listening to different musics and coming up with new rhymes and stuff. And after watching this, I'll definitely say like I'm a little inspired. I really liked Allie's outfit. It was just so cute. So So that's the word.
She always wears like cute stuff.
Yes.
And I know it's because she can't.
Yeah.
She was a crib, like, put on her Indian
clothes. Yeah. Which is interesting, her story.
Right?
Yeah. Her interesting story is that it's not even that she has to wear Indian stuff, it's just that she has to be covered.
Right.
Like, yeah, so she'll go to school in like a hoodie and some sweats or like.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
A long sleeve shirt. Yeah. And she comes to school and she completely gets naked. Well, not naked, but like,
right,
but in that sense, and
pretty close.
That's
I mean, just showing.
Very inspiring, not in the fame. Like, I don't mean her character, but just the idea of like really showing who you are because you don't care what people think. So,
right.
I'm very inspired. So, with that all being said, that is the drama, the lies, and Manny Sloan. Thank you to Sabrina.
Thank you.
Thank you to Esther, who is not here anymore, but she, you know, no, she left. She left. She had to go. And you can, if you're in, anytime you come to Tampa, Florida, come to Urban Vibes. You can follow them on Instagram at Urban Vibes, right?
Tampa, Urban Vibes Tampa.
Yes, follow them. Come get your heart's desire of creativity content here.
Yes, you can come get content. We have rental options for different creative artists, like tattoo artists, hairstylists, photographers. We do pop-up events and
they do it all.
Whether it's selling clothes or eating tacos outside, come check us out.
Come check them out. And you can follow me, your favorite hoe, you are favorite ho, HEAUX on Instagram and on Twitter, or you can follow
Sabrina. I'm Sabrina Vibes, SXBRINAVIVB.
Rewind it back if you didn't hear. Okay, have a good night, and I'm gonna end this with ho it up, blue thong, like your Manny. Bye.